No, he was going over there to learn. And I'm sure he had the idea that he wanted to make his own factory. Mm. But that factory was not a radio factory, because the way he saw it was, he writes a letter to his father when he's in America, and he says, "Now I have to come home, and you have to allow me, dear father." He's very patriotic. His father is way up here, so he asked him for permission to start his own company. And the father will not let him do that, because he thinks he should learn more before he starts his own company. My son had the same problem. You always have that, father and son. You're never experienced. You're not mature enough. But he argues that he has to start now, because in 95, the first regular transmission of radio starts in Denmark. And then he wants to be among the first, because he argues that those who are out in the pioneering states and do a good job, that's when you get your reputation.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to do something of quality, and he wanted to build a reputation for quality. Mm-hmm. And he knew somehow that it was easier to get the awareness for quality in the pioneering phase, mm-hmm, than it was later.
Uh-huh.
When the big companies, yeah, from Germany and Holland, Philips, mm-hmm, came in.
Mm-hmm.
So he argues that, and his father...
he argued that in a letter from
In
America?
A letter to America, to his father. Uh-huh. Now you have to allow me to do that. And as always, the father doesn't say no, and doesn't say yes, but because he didn't say no, that meant that he had the possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then... what happens is that the second of these three guys at the Technikum in Aarhus, Mr. Olofsson, he was also well-to-do, I would say. He was supposedly going to inherit the farm, Questrup, but his interests were in farming. Later he became a farmer over there. He had his farm over there.
Mm.
So he was interested in farming, but he was more interested in what most people in Jutland are doing, business. People in Jutland, they love to negotiate buying a cow, a horse, a ship. They love the process of negotiation, mm, even more than the transaction of money and goods.
Mm.
And it can go on for days, and because the process of bargaining and negotiation is something which gives them a lot of joy, because,
uh-huh,
that's how you figure out people and small, mm, things. And so he wanted to be a businessman more than a farmer, and he was very visionary too. And he saw these new possibilities of radio. So when he finished his education in 1924, he went back to Questrup, where he started making his radio company.
Hmm.
But after 1 year, he hadn't gone anywhere, because he was not so practical as my father. He was more the visionary businessman. He saw the concept. He saw the possibilities. He saw particularly the commercial possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
He was also technical, reasonable, but it was more the what you could do with things, which, mm-hmm, was at his interest. So then he gets nowhere, and then he calls Mr. Simon Petersen, which was the third guy, and says, "Why don't you come down and help me? Because you are such a practical man." Because he remembered in Aarhus that my father did the construction of radios. Simon, he built them, and therefore he thought that if he could get hold of Simon Petersen, he could do the practical thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then Simon Petersen, he was out of poor family from northern Jutland, and he answers back, "No, I can't do that, because I cannot afford having no income like you."
Uh-huh.
"But why don't you contact Peter Bang, because I know he's coming back from America, and he's the one who can do it for you." And that, you have the story that that Bang & Olufsen didn't meet and didn't intend to do anything mm-hmm. together. But they were brought together with a third person, Simon Petersen, mm-hmm. because he knew Mr. Bang, he could do the practical, and he knew that Olufsen had the facility, the farm, the environment. So that's how it was started at Kristrup in Struer.